Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Here Comes Everybody.
A reading from the Good News according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God. He replied to him, A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, Come, everything is now ready. But one by one they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused. And another said, I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused. And another said, I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come. The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town, and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame. The servant reported, Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room. The master then ordered the servant, Go out to the highways and hedgerows and make people come in, that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Banquets are frequent and profound symbols in Scripture of God's invitation to humankind to share divine life. Often in both Hebrew scriptures and in the Gospels, we hear descriptions of lavish banquets being offered, and sometimes, as in today's Gospel, being refused. It's hard to imagine why anyone would refuse to take part in a banquet, and yet it seems that some have other priorities. A field recently purchased, the oxen to be evaluated, a new bride, and so forth. The master of the household, the host of the banquet, is furious. He's insulted and throws up his hands in disgust as he feels his rejection. So much for them, he says. We'll fill those places with others who appreciate what I'm offering. But even when the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame have been ushered in, there's still room. Go out, he says to his servants, and bring in everyone you can find. Bring them into my home so we can celebrate together. The ones I first invited can stay where they are. This image of the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame being the first in line for the dinner reminds me of the short story Revelation by Flannery O'Connor. The main character, Mrs. Turpin, is a self-righteous southern white woman who has no use for those whom she considers less than herself. The climax of the story is the revelation itself, which happens when Mrs. Turpin perceives, and I quote, a vast horde of souls rumbling toward heaven, unquote. At the front of the line are many of the kinds of people whom Mrs. Turpin has spent much of the story condemning, including white trash and blacks, and bringing up the end of the bridge of fire, a kind of purgatorial procession, is a tribe of people whom she recognizes at once as those who, like herself and Claude, had always had a little of everything and the God-given wit to use it right. They were marching behind the others with great dignity, accountable as they always had been for for good order and common sense and respectable behavior. They alone were on key. Yet, she could see by their shocked and altered faces that even their virtues were being burned away. In the woods around her, the invisible cricket choruses had struck up. But what she heard were the voices of the souls climbing upward into the starry field and shouting, "Hallelujah! Blessed are those who will dine in the kingdom of God."